There's a lot that goes into turning a little block of pine wood into a race-winning car. Weight, size, wheel placement. But as longtime Venture Scout Carly Watson explains, it's all about function over fashion.
This is not a fancy-looking car, first off, because it's a very basic, you know, there's no cool designs or anything. So this was, we were going for the science, not the looks. So it's pretty, but not fancy.
That philosophy drove Watson's car into first place during the Stonewall Jackson Area Council's first corporate Pinewood Derby on Sunday. But it is also one of the many lessons that can be taken for those who participate in scouting. The desire to continue imparting those lessons brought several local businesses and a couple dozen more scouting enthusiasts to Melrose Caverns to celebrate scouting and raise money for the council's Massanutten District, which covers Harrisonburg, Rockingham County, and Pendleton County, West Virginia. Michael Alexio, a Harrisonburg ear, nose, and throat doctor and former Boy Scout, pulled the event together after learning of a growing number of single-family households in the area.
As a physician, I hear from patients, a lot of patients, all the time, kind of the heartbeat of the community, what's going on. And what I hear is there is a lot of youth that have a lack of mentors in their lives.
The American Community Survey's 2018 study, which collected data between 2012 and 2016, shows that 35% of children in Harrisonburg live in single-parent households, with 22% in Rockingham County and 26% in Pendleton County. Those numbers tend to hold steady, but have gone up slightly since 2011. That prompted Alexio to act.
I know from a practical standpoint that those parents are working really hard just to make ends meet. So there's not a lot of time, or there's no time to be with your kids and teach them the right from wrong.
Local business owners and other attendees raised more than $27,000 for the Massanutten District, in part through participation in the Derby. As any scout will tell you, it's a time-honored tradition, but this race was a little different. Adults usually only help build the children's cars. This time, though, the grown-ups got to race.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow! Those were smoking fast.
The Stonewall Jackson Area Council covers 13 counties across the Shenandoah Valley, with more than 3,500 scouts and more than 1,800 individual adult volunteers. And just like the Boy Scouts of America overall, is self-funded. The money raised will help cover a wide range of expenses, from new docks and a dining hall expansion at Camp Shenandoah, to covering registration fees for scouts who couldn't afford them otherwise. For children lacking mentorship, the money raised will also fund outreach efforts for families unaware of scouting as an option for their children.
We've always been steadfast in our relationships with single-parent families where they need that role model, they need that character, leadership building segment.
Jim Battaglia is Chief Operating Officer for the Stonewall Jackson Area Council.
We subscribe to the principle that the role model defines how a child can develop their own character over time. It really depends on the family and the individual and what they're looking for.
The Corporate Pinewood Derby followed a significant announcement for the Boy Scouts of America earlier this month, as the organization will change its name next February to Scouts BSA to reflect girls' inclusion in the organization. Girls can already participate in the co-ed Venture Scouting and Cub Scouts program, but will be able to earn merit badges and climb the ranks to become Eagle Scouts next year. Joe Reisinger is a scout leader currently serving as the council's vice president of science, technology, engineering, and math, and wants to clear up the misconception about girls being allowed in the scouts for the first time.
In fact, it was a push from the parents of scouts who for many, many years have been taking the little girl along with the little boy, the brother and sister that is, taking him off to the scout meeting, and the girl participates just as much as the little boy does.
Reisinger's example closely parallels Watson's experience. She, as a Venture Scout, got into the program following her three older brothers.
I've learned so much. I've learned not only outdoor skills, but leadership skills. And I've been able to be confident and be able to find a job and getting into school and things like that. It makes you 10 times more confident as a person.
For those involved in scouting, those lessons amount to more than just earning merit badges. Or in Carly's case, winning first place in the Pinewood Derby. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.